start doing those things. So all the halachas have to do with being tamei, impure in the base of the mikdash. So the halach, he says, mitzvah says, you have to hold tamei in the mikdash. It's a positive commitment to send away anyone who's tamei on the base of mikdash. Erech and Rabbi Shalchul Benachem that on that hold tamei. Okay, halach means. Now, what's the machane? It says send from the camp. That machane. Now, the Rambam's going to go through this hierarchy of tamei. That machane amar kana. So this is the camp that my presence should pass out as Eretz Yisrael with them. Says you would think think that someone who has saras, that's category one, someone who's a sov, omission cases or menstrual bleeding cases, category two, tummy base, category three, all three of them are what are called sent to the same area. Tamalamar bibin sora says by the person that gets saras, but God, yeshiva is machanem, lo shavo. He's alone outside the camp. What's that? Zem machane Israel. That's the machane of non-Kohanim Shulim Pesach Yerushalayim with them. So that converts into the city of Jerusalem and inside. Mamas, so the person that's around says the outside of Yerushalayim. Mamas, so she's muscle, chamura, chamur shluchah, mishluchah, chamura. Just like by Tzaras, the Tuma involved there is more stringent. Therefore, they're sent out further from the next level of Tuma. Af kosher to muscle, chamura. Therefore, we extrapolate from Tzaras any more stringent type of Tuma, chamur shluchah, mishluchah, chamura. Have a further or more stringent sending away than its next subsequent tumah. That's why the person at Saras is sent out to outside the all three machanos, which means outside Yerushalayim, because his tumah emerges once he goes in. That's not by the case of sub. The sub in addition to doesn't make things tumah per se. Again, shach and sub, the sub is the one of those. Now, people who have or Zav, or Ida, or Earth, what's the Shnei Machanos? Now they're sent outside of two. They're still in Yerushalayim. However, this is Shuchutz Harabayas. They're outside Harabayas. Meshem Betam and Mishka Babusha, because they can produce Tumah sitting on something. Betachas Eben, even underneath the rock, Mashi and Abbas Betam. Not so someone who touches a dead body, excuse me, someone touches a dead body. Now, Allah Dal, Tame Mace, I feel a Mace Azro, someone touches body, what do they call it to Harbayis? That individual can go into Harbayis area. There are because Moshe has asked Moshe to say, oh, Machladiyas. Moshe was only not to Yosef. Where? In the there. Go to Harbayis. So, hey, Machel, the Shalchemenu Akum. So, now going a little further from Harbayis, the Chel area, we send out a non-Jew, the Tommy Mace, only so to someone who's touched the body, as well as by the sexual issue. But someone who went to the mikvah, but the day is not absolutely, Nechlas Lashram can actually go into the Chel area, or I should say, the Chel area and the Chutz to the Chel area. Actually, parts of all, because that person went to the mikvah. Now, Ezra's and Hashem, going further in to the Ezra's and Hashem area, Shacham and a Tzul Yom, who would send out someone to Tzul Yom, Valom Chutz of Kippurim. Chutz of Kippurim means someone who hasn't completed the entire atonement process. Chutz of Kippurim, Harem Shem Shom. Because when Chutz of Kippurim is the end of the day that produces the change of state, the Asr Tzul Yom Machel Abiyam Debre Sofer. However, someone who's Tzul Yom, who's gone to the mikvah, but the day has passed yet, is Midrabanan prohibited in the Machel Abiyah area. The Chazayim Ezes Yisrael lift them, Afilu Chutz of Kippurim, Lekhan of Sasham, even Chutz of Kippurim in Ezes Yisrael, Shedayin Lo Tahar Tarah Kippurim, because they don't have a complete state of Tahar. You see here that from this pasuk that the tumah has been completed. Now, if a tumah is sent out from harbayis, if that person goes into the harbayis area, they violate a prohibition. So they need to be sent out from the Machane Shchina, which is the Harbayis area, can't go into the Machane Levir. Bechem Mitzor, Shnechat Yerushalayim, Boke. Someone at Saras who enters into Jerusalem gets Machanes. Alvim Dechas Ashar are in Kukamas Koma, but if someone at Saras, which you're not supposed to do, but nonetheless goes into a walled city, Alvim Shena Roshai, Vishnev Rabbani, Kibbutz Yishet, they're not allowed to, Eder Loke, nonetheless they wouldn't get Machanes. look at that. Nechna Samitzor the Harbayas. If someone on Saras goes into the Harbayas here, look at Shmona, we get 80 months. The other categories that the Tana Mase violates by going into Ezra's Nashim, of course, the environment of Ezra's Yisrael, Avishan Alokas, so technically speaking, they don't get Makos, Makos, and Makos Martis, you still will get rabbinical lashes. Just like there's a positive commandment to send out those who are Tana Mase base of Mikdash, Im Nechnesu, Obrim, Velo Sasa. If they do go in, they're also over in Israel, Shinem Rabbi Thomas, Makanam, Zen Makanash. How do we know that someone is only over, only violates the Isser if they go in? But if they touch the temple area, they are Hunter. It says by the Yoledis, someone who woman gave birth, she can't go into the actual place. Not to touch it up. Someone who's Tamei who goes into the base of Mikdash on purpose. Someone accidentally, maybe Corbin will be already bring a special type of Corbin, which fits with this later on. Shenemar Onefe Shetiga Kol Dabar Tam. May Chayev a Kares Korban Elamez Yisrael Tam. Only Chayev in either Kares or the sacrifice when it's from the Ezes Yisrael area further in. Oh, Al Tosefes Azar Shnes Kajem Nishumar Kosh Matter. Or if there's an area of the Azara that was an expansion of the Azara to place and now has a complete status of Kedusha, going in that area also would produce these various punishments. Now, which situation of Tame is what status of Tumah would a person be liable for the punishment of Kares for entering in? So, one category is anyone who came Tame by touching a dead body. Same way that if a Nazir who took a vow to be a Nazir would cut his hair by touching such a dead body. Oh, or number two, Shigava Adam Kalish. Or someone touches a person or a clay that receives someone from one of the tzumas and nazir would have to cut their head over, cut their hair over if they touched it, sharing machine, researching the face. That's basically secondary tzuma. Oh, should have a or someone the game tzuma through any of the major categories of tzuma, Daraisa, the Rama is going to explain later on. Close it up. So what's the principle? Call to be a spy in the Torah. Okay, anyone who's required to go into water, any type of water, be deraisa through the status of tame, chayev kares al bias mikdash. Would chayev kares if they come into the mikdash? Rafila achash tava. Even after they went to the mikvah, ad shirab shemshu until the day passes. Abah mistave b'tumah shemin abeis. She'in a nazir mikdash. But someone becomes tame from the type of tumah that a nazir, if a nazir required tumah, but not to cut their hair. They would not get kares for walking into the base of the Mikdash. Anyone who touches a kli, a vessel, a utensil that a person touched, shenaga mace who would touch a dead body, or shenaga adam, or if someone touches a person, shenaga b'kelim nagunogim mace that touched kelim that touched a dead body. Right, so even though this person's a primary source of status of tumah when it comes to consuming truma, latame basar kachim, and also would impart tumah into the meat of kachim of korbanos. Sorry, it's a patra b'yis mikdash. Nonetheless, they'd be patra if they go into the temple area. Dvar meil alachav yakabala, because these things are through the oral law. The afishu patra, even though he's patra, machnes of machnes partners, he still gets rabbinical lashes. Lach design. A machnes sheretz of yotzav mikdash. Let's say someone brings in a dead bug into the base mikdash, or shehechnes on a tamei mikdash, or a person brings another person who's tamei into the base mikdash, or is a chayv kares. That person would get kares. Or a timei mikdash. About zorek kelim to the mikdash. Let's say someone threw a cup that was tamei into the base mikdash. Afilu hayu kelim shenagu meis, even that kli touched their body, patur in the kares. That person would get kares. About chayv malkus, he would get lashes. Shemar b'loy chabes. Yeshua Lamdu, we learned that from Torah Shabbat, Al-Rachitis Gufo, from that washing your body, Anush Kares, you get Kares, Al-Kibus, we let him look at your body. But for cleaning, for entering without cleaning your Bukhata, you get Malkus. Well, he's not yearly, the Rambam surmises. Shena Loka El Al-Vagana Shena Abtuma. You only get Malkus for clothing that is has a status of Abtuma, the major category of Tuma. Like these clothes touch someone who touched a dead body. That's like the primary category. I'll make a shubisha, but a secondary, so to speak, or first degree of tuma by the clothing and mantis of Mikdash. If it's brought into the temple, I need to look at love. No makas is given. If a makas or makas matters, that person who brought it in would get rabbinical lashes. Love you, has pain. Tama shayat is yad Mikdash. Someone who's tama who sticks their hand into the base of Mikdash, makas or makas matters, would also get rabbinical lashes. Okay, kol tama ba'avma. The Abbas Atumos of the Ram, anyone who becomes impure from one of the main categories of Atumos, either Rana, Osh Achal, Oakland Tumayim, or let's say they ate food that was Tame, Vishas Mashkin Tumayim, drinks that were Tame, Nikos of Mekdash Amazin, Kodav Jitval, and then walked to the base of Mekdash prior to the Mikvah, Makas of Makas Martyrs, that person would get individual Mikvah Lashes. Yudas, Tame Shnekos of Mekdash, Derek Kabos, if someone enters as being Tame into the Mekdash from the roof area, made after the normal entrance, Pater, why they punish them? They'll be there to sub out there. It's got to be the normal entry. Abbey should pop the recurrence, even though the person who doesn't recurrence is Makas of Makas Maras, they're a bit of lashes. That feel in Nechna is with Big Dal Parak or Abir, even if they go through, let's say, like boxes flying through the air, Majin is a mixture of Big Dal Derekagos, or whether it's through going through this container into the front roofs. Majin is a mixture of Derek Sakhan, or if they went through. Any time a person is high kares, doing it purposely or high korban doing it accidentally, it's a tumah b'shabbos. If you found a tumah inside that area on Shabbos, that person must bring it out. You must take it out. If you find something coming in the mikdash on Shabbos, it's got to be taken out. Shachakomos, but in other places, kofanol adach Shabbos, you cover it with the vessel until Shabbos is over. Shem would see it when they bring it out. Even see those saw hello b'shutik. You bring it out with a flat, like wooden spoon, for example, shade of a cup of that's what we see tumma. So the rabbis is tumma because you don't want the tumma to increase in its spread. Both someone who's tame that enters into the mikdash with the mikdash tar, or tar, someone who's tar, shnechas with the chesh with tumma, someone who's tar that goes into the base of mikdash with the tar. No, shai meis tachas all the mikdash. For instance, let's say there was a dead body who was underneath a ol, a tent, a shelter. Because he's entering and his tummy happened at the same time. Let's say he went to the base of Mikdash and then it became tummy after went there. I feel teammate on Swisham means it made himself tummy, sleep. Or if you all, you should be hurry up, get out, get out of the base of Mikdash in a hurried manner in the shortest way possible, in the shortest path. A guy who's now discovered to be tummy in the temple cannot wait around, can't bow, prostrate, can't take the long way out. Let's say he did wait around to the long way out. Even if he did not go ahead and turn his face from the base of Mekdash and he didn't bow down, and if he didn't, hurry, he's still high karis. You may assure me a big did it accidentally, he's only tied to bring the work. Let's say he didn't turn his face towards the Mikdash, but he bowed as he was leaving toward the outside area. He's not chayev, but he didn't show his shir, as long as he didn't wait a specific amount of time. Now, what's that? What's the kamashir she also? What's the amount of time to wait to do this? Can he ligros v'yiru apayim arts? That's about enough time for you to go ahead and bow with your face on the ground, yishtachavu and prostrate. The hodos lashem kito kilo pasto, and to say hodu lashem kito kilo pasto, the zeo shir yishtachavayim. That is a measure of being in the mikdash too long to now be chayv kares if you're coming in there. Alachav dal, and finally, vezu dera haruka, right? So what's considered the longer way? Kol shefshel lo latzis ben mikdash karev sar benu. Anyways, any time there's a shorter way to get out of the mikdash. Yotze b'ksara, if you went out the shorter way, abish lo rats, if you didn't run, elahalach ekev etzad goda, let's say you walk step by step, I feel the call you on, keep it the whole day, pata. Yotze b'ruka, let's say you took the long way out, abish rats, if you ran, with yachav atzol b'kogo, and he pushed himself with all the amount he could, nimsa shiris machal b'ruka, pachal shiris machal b'ksara, let's say he ran the longer way out, quicker than someone who took the shorter way out walking, oh, yotze b'ruka chai, since he took the longer path, he's chai. Yotze b'ksara, let's say he took the shorter way out. The halach not he walked a little bit. Amar b'shav ma'at and he stopped and waited. Actually, start the kol shiyos and he stopped and waited. Ain't a loke b'shogeg in maybe korban. If he way the amount of time that it would be mentioned in Av Gimel, in a Loki, when I came Malkus, he did it purposely, and by showing him the Korah, they should double something, because it's a question of something. I'm a Malkus, so Malkus, why does people give a bit of clashes? Okay, that ends Parakimel.